This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. And, of course, our helpline is always open for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. And actually, that comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you I'll get right back to you. Well, you've heard this gentleman on our show for really a number of years now, and our Haystack Help on CBS that we've done for years as well, and John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy. John, first of all, welcome. Good to see you, sir.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott.
You know, this I was talking with someone over the weekend. I told them you were going to be on today, and just talking about how things have changed over the last, you know, number of years with retirement and different things and people living longer, needing more money to retire. What are you really seeing? If you took back when you were doing trading and all the different things to today, people still have the same fears of running out of money?
You know, I think we live in a completely different world than like our forefathers or parents did. When I think about, like, my dad had a pension. Now almost nobody I know, unless you happen to be fortunate enough to work for the government, to get a pension. Very few people have that. So it's up to us to take control of that phase of our life and make sure that we save enough. Otherwise, we're not going to have the kind of retirement that we envision.
Right. And, you know, it seems like, you know, I was growing up, it seemed like, well, people would retire and maybe 5 to 10 years at the most, they'd pass away. Well, now people are living, and I heard a guy say it different than I've ever heard it. You know, I talk about living 25 or 30 years, but he used the term decades. You may live 3+ decades after retirement. When you hear decades, man, that's a long time to plan for.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You know, now you can live almost as long as in retirement as you did while you were working. Mm-hmm. So it's imperative that you save enough money to have a life that you're comfortable with, a life that you envision, a life that is going to mean that you're going to be fulfilled and happy in those years.
Right. So let's recap a little bit. Who is a good person to come to Online Trading Academy?
You know, anybody that's interested in the market, I don't care if you've got a 401k or if you've got money with a financial advisor or mutual funds, if you want to make more money with less risk, you got to give us a call. And we work with people who are, a lot of the people we work with, Scott, they're frustrated and stuck financially. They feel like, you know, they're not getting ahead. So many people I talk to feel like they're working paycheck to paycheck, never really able to do the things that they want to do, live life the way they want envision. We help people accomplish that.
Right. And, you know, unfortunately, our corporate world today is very unsure. Every day people walk in with jobs they've had 20, 30, 40 years and been told they're not needed any longer, and that's an unsettling feeling for anyone.
I think it's interesting. The economy is pretty strong right now,
sure.
So there's great jobs out there for folks. For us that are, you know, getting on in our 50s and plus, it's a little bit different. A lot of times companies figure they can save money hiring a new college graduate, somebody that maybe with a lot of experience. Maybe you add a lot of value, but you're also expensive, and they're always looking to make the numbers these days, it seems like. So it is a little bit harder as you get a little bit older to make sure you stay gainfully employed at the level you're used to.
Sure. So we're going to get into some classes that you offer here in a few minutes, but talk about just over the years the type of people, maybe walks of life that you attract people from.
You know, it runs a gamut, Scott. I can tell you we have had students from 18 to 80, maybe even a little bit older than that. You know, and some of them are professional. They could be doctors. They could be accountants. They could be lawyers. We have attorneys. They might be, you know, a police officer. They might be a teacher. They might be a homemaker. Really, we've had all kinds of people. We've taught them how to trade and invest using a patented, highly precise method that that we have here at the Academy.
Right. So would you term this more as a method or strategy I mean, what, how's the best define what Online Trading Academy does?
You know, I think about it as a process. Trading and investing, just like anything else you do in your life, it's a skill. Almost all of us are trying to manage our retirement mm-hmm. money, and we've never really been taught how. We're teaching that skill. It's a skill set just like anything else you do in your life. You know, I know you spend a lot of time with the sportsmen of Colorado. And if you think about it, those things that you're using when you're out there, when you're out hunting or fishing, those are skills just mm-hmm. like anything else. You have to acquire those by going out and learning how to do them, sure. usually from somebody else. It's pretty hard to invent the wheel yourself.
So, absolutely.
And I think people... so many people have just been told, just save, just invest your money, just put it in, it'll be there when you're ready. And that's not necessarily the case. There's a ton of pitfalls people can fall in. And we help people make better financial decisions, really.
Right. And Online Trading Academy has been doing this a long time, and that's what I like. I mean, you guys are all over the country, all over the world, really. So, I mean, you've dealt with every kind of person in every different position. That's what I like. Hey, I can learn your patented methods in a relatively short time of at least getting those concepts.
Yeah, the concepts are really simple. It does take some practice.
Sure.
I want to set expectations properly, take some practice. But we can show you a step-by-step process you can follow to learn how to make money in the markets. And it's really about a few core things. We need people that are coachable, people that are willing to learn, people that are willing to put in a little bit of work, because nothing worthwhile in this world comes without a little bit of work.
Sure.
And people that, people that have, you need some assets. You don't need a ton of assets. You don't need to be, a millionaire by any stretch. You need 5, 10, 15,000, something just to kind of get started.
Right.
You need that. Think of that as working capital tool, just like you would in any other business.
Sure. John Hinkle is with us, Online Trading Academy. And something that you've done for us for a while is, your classes and all. So, first of all, give us a little description of this class.
Yeah. What we're going to do today is we're going to give away a half-day class, and it's a great class. During that class, we're going to talk about what makes the market go up, what makes it go down, how we anticipate that. We're also going to talk about how we make more money with less risk. So if you're somebody that's wanted to make money in the market and maybe never known how to, or maybe you're making decent money but like to make more, I'd encourage you to come to this class.
All right. How many passes can we give away?
Let's give 20.
All right, 20. Okay, good deal. In a giving mood here. All right, learn how to trade, invest, protect, and I like that word, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. This is a half-day class on investing for long-term wealth and trading for short-term income. The value of the course is $500, but you just heard John's going to let us give away some passes here. All you have to do is call 866-816-1918, 866-816-1918. You can visit their website at tradingacademy.com for more information. But if you'll call, mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, they will get you your pass. And on the website, I believe there's kind of a different schedule of different days.
Yeah, if they want to just go to the website, tradingacademy.com, they can sign up there too. Just say you heard it on Haystack or TV, okay. or we'll call you back and verify
sure.
that.
All right, good deal. What do you find when you get to visit with students that come to, we'll just say this initial class? What are they most surprised to learn?
I think they're surprised to learn how much they didn't know. you don't know what you don't know. I think people are always surprised that, that there's so much that they can do to affect a positive outcome in their life. And I think the other thing that people are really surprised are, they're surprised you don't need to be an MBA or you don't need to
sure.
be a finance major. This is something that just about anybody can learn.
Right. And you've said this before. I mean, really, we'd rather have that person that doesn't think they're a finance major just to be open. And you used the term early on, being coachable.
Yeah, I think it's coachable. And frankly, if you're brand new, some of our most successful students didn't know anything about trading, and we're able to teach them, they come in kind of like a blank slate. They don't have any bad habits.
Right.
We can teach them the right way to do things from the get-go.
Once again, if you'd like to come to this half-day class, all you have to do is call 866-816-1918. TradingAcademy.com is their website. And, again, this is just a half-day class, about three and a half hours. And don't be fooled by the name, and I'll mention that real quick as well. When we talk about Online Trading Academy, they have a beautiful campus right over here in the Tamarack area, right off of Hamden and I-25. So it is a very, very nice setting for you. All you have to do is call 866-816-1918. Mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, and like I said, on just about every other Saturday. You can catch him on CBS Channel 4. And catch him there as well. So, instructors, I think a lot of people want to know, okay, if I'm going to come to a class, who's going to be teaching me? Are these people really successful? And a lot of these instructors started out coming to this half-day class we just talked about, and now they're instructors for you.
Yeah, they really did, Scott. And first off, all our instructors are all professional traders. They learn just like the folks coming to our class did very often. Most of our instructors, in fact, started out as students, you mentioned. They love the process, love the way it impacted their lives, and once they became successful at trading, they really felt compelled to come and teach other students. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great atmosphere that we have at the Academy. It's very collaborative. It's very uplifting. Frankly, our students inspire me. Watching the changes they make, it inspires me every single day.
Sure. So when you look at reasons people come in to the class and to kind of take more control of their future, what are a couple of the reasons you hear?
You know, it varies from person to person. You know, I talked with a gentleman yesterday who he's sick and tired of the increasing traffic and all the time he spends going to and from work, and yeah. and he feels like he's always on call with email and text, and all. It doesn't feel like he has any time for himself. He wants more control and security in his life. I had another person on recently in the classroom who was a mother of two kids, and she wanted to spend more time with her family. Her job was taking her away from things that were important to her, and she wanted to find a way to create an income and still have that, you know, family balance that she was craving.
Sure. And the cool part is you can kind of do this from anywhere.
You really can. And the thing that I love about it is, you know, a lot of people love their job. They want to keep doing their job, but they'd like to make a little extra money. Maybe they'd like to have a little bit more security. Maybe they'd like to make their money work a little harder for them. You can do that. And there are some people that, you know, are just plain tired of having other adults tell them what to do, and they want to have more say in their life. They don't want anyone telling them how much they can make or when they have to work
or when you don't work here anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, if you're just tuning in, John has offered us a few passes here for his half-day class on investing for long-term wealth and trading for short-term income. The value of this course is $500, but John's kind enough to waive the tuition. If you'll just call 866-816-1918, mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, and they will get you passes where you can come to this class. And check out that website. There'll be a schedule there for you. But I promise you, they'll get right back to you, 866-816-1918. So last minute here, John, but what gives you satisfaction? I mean, you've been doing this a number of years now. What gives you the greatest satisfaction when students come, you see them do well? I mean, that's got to be a great feeling for you to know that you and your company changed their life.
Yeah, it really is. And I think back about my own journey as a trader. I when I first moved to Chicago, back in the day, all trading took place on exchange floors. Now it's all electronic, so you can be anywhere. That's one of the great things about the world today. But I think about my own journey and my mentor and how much he impacted me and my family's life. And I really want to do that for other people. It's really uplifting. It's a great feeling to go every single day and know that you're making an impact on people's lives.
Absolutely. Well, John, always great information. We appreciate you giving away these passes, and we'll try to get some folks over there for you.
Appreciate it.
All right, give them a call, 866-816-1918, for your free half-day class to Online Trading Academy. And once again, that website is onlinetradingacademy.com. Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, back when we started this in 2009, one of the first about three or four companies that joined us was Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers. We had already been doing some business together through some other ventures. But, Kurt, hey, been a nice number of years for us.
9 years. You know, the only thing that's changed with us is you have a few more gray hairs than I do now.
Hey, I told the guy the other day, hey, it can turn color, just don't turn loose. I just don't want to be bald, you know? Yeah.
As long as I have hair and they're gray, unlike my brother, I'm in on that.
You know, you've been doing this a long time, and, boy, a lot of things have changed, and we were talking about earlier, you know, the different things that happened in 2009. But when you look at back then and where we are today with mortgages, what's better or what's worse for us?
Well, back in 2009, we were right in the middle of the mortgage meltdown. There were, 13 million people foreclosed in 2008. The unemployment was high, and everything was going in the wrong directions. They have revamped the mortgage industry, and anybody that's applying for a loan or wanted to buy a house, they understand there's a lot more regulations. Some of them seem to be overkill, but to be perfectly honest, a lot of them have been designed to protect the consumer, and we agree with. I mean, you now get the right to see your closing documents 3 days before the close. You and those numbers can't change. That didn't happen before unless you were doing a refi.
Right.
So a lot of things have changed there, and I think they've all changed for the better.
Absolutely. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, and I always refer to this as your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. Their number is 720-895-0500. Now, you got a tagline. You say where it's all about you. What does that mean to you, your company, and to the client?
Well, I've always been taught, I've been in the sales industry for quite a few years, and it's not about me, it's about my client. I don't work for me, I work for the client, and the people that I work with feel the same way. To where when the client comes in, what can we do to help you? Now, maybe I don't have the product. Mm-hmm. Maybe my rates aren't the best. I'm okay with that, but we will show you different ways to accomplish your goal, not mine. Because it doesn't matter what I want if it doesn't fit into your lifestyle. So where it's all about you takes us out of the picture and puts the customer first, which is what it's all about.
Sure. What do you feel sets you kind of apart? As we say, there are still a lot of mortgage companies out there and ads every day on everything. And, hey, this is advertising as well. But what do you think kind of sets you and your team apart?
Well, if you go back to 2008 when we had the mortgage meltdown, there were about 86% of the people that were doing mortgages are out of the industry. They're gone. One of the reasons we believe that we are where we are is strictly by the grace of God. I have no qualms about saying that. But the other thing is the people that God has surrounded me with in my business make my business better. I've just got great people that actually care about the consumer. We're all here to help make it work for them. We're not a standard mortgage company to where we just, you know, like a call center and you go in and we process you along. We listen to you, want to find out the mortgage that fits you. Maybe what we're offering you don't like, but at least you should see it to where maybe you didn't know about it and it works better than what you think. We do the standard 30 and 15 and 20 years in VA and FHA, but we also do others that may benefit you better.
Right. When you look at the whole scheme of the real estate, the mortgage world, everything, are you finding this is going to be a pretty strong deal here, you know, even through the end of the year?
Oh, without a doubt. I think, especially here in Colorado, the home prices keep going up. The demand for homes is there, and I believe that's going to continue because all you have to do is live in this state for about 30 days, and you realize you don't want to move.
Right.
So it's a great place to
sure.
be. Now, if we're natives, we would kind of like to spread out a little bit. But, no, I think the industry is going to continue. Rates are going to go up. Rates are going to go down. That's just the history of things. But the market is a good market, and Denver's a good place to live. So, yeah, I think the mortgage industry is going to stay.
Right. Let's talk about the team you've assembled there at Affordable Interest Mortgage. You got good staff there. Most of them been there quite a while.
Most of them have been there. We've been together 9 years. Most of them have been with me 9 or more years. Mm-hmm. I have a couple new people that have been me. One guy has been with
There's this one receptionist you could work on. But
the problem is I married that receptionist, so she's really the boss of the company. she'll like that one.
Yeah.
But I've just got good people that have been with me for a long time, and that's just a blessing.
Mm-hmm. We always talk about the term pre-approved and pre-qualified. And no matter how many years we do a show, no matter how many times we go over it, there's still confusion there.
They've actually got regulation on that. A pre-qualified means, according to the basic information, that, yeah, we think we can get you approved. Pre-approval means that you've actually been run through the system and talked to an underwriter. Your paperwork has been looked at by an underwriter, and they think the only thing they need for you to take delivery of the house or to refinance is for the appraisal. They already know your income, your assets. They know everything about it. That's a pre-approval. And most sellers, they won't even look at your offer unless they see a pre-approval.
Gotcha.
So that part of the industry has changed a lot. You used to go out and find a house or a realtor and then get the loan.
Mm-hmm.
You got to kind of, the realtors will tell you, you got to go out and get the pre-approval before they'll ever talk to you.
Sure.
They won't even talk to you unless you have that, because there's so many people trying to buy homes. That market has changed so much.
Right. Again, Kurt Rogers is with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, AIMortgage.net. is the website. And as I mentioned, if you didn't catch the very beginning of this segment, Kurt's been with us a long time and the only mortgage company that we deal with. And I was thinking about this morning, driving over here. I listen to other stations from time to time, just see what's going on. And I'll hear different radio hosts, you know, for 6 months, they're saying this mortgage company is the best. Another 6 months goes by, then they're endorsing somebody else. Same thing with the car dealer, man. I am proud to say and glad to say and blessed to say, I mean, you have been the only guy that I've done business with, you know, and endorsed, and you've been that same company.
That's exactly
back to me.
Right.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been the only car dealership,
right,
I've done, you know. Tory with Lakewood Plumbing, that's been the only plumbing company I've had. But that's what relationship, and we were talking about that this morning at a little meeting. It's all about relationships, and I think that plays a big role in this because, man, you're dealing with the biggest purchase people will ever make in their lives. So to go to someone that has the experience to get them in the right loan is huge.
I think it's very important, and it doesn't, you know, if you go to find a doctor, when you find a doctor, I've been looking for a doctor for 30 years. I finally found one. I mean, I have a doctor, but I never felt that comfortable. I have a doctor now that I can go in and he will sit there and talk to me. He listens to what I need and what my desires are. And I think you need to find those throughout different things. You mentioned car dealership. You find a good car dealership or a good car salesman, you know, they actually will take care of you. Same thing with a mortgage broker. That's why we're a broker, because we're not tied to one bank and one philosophy. Our goal is to figure out what's good for you and present it to you. Because, again, like this show that we do on Tuesdays, it's your money. You need to figure out where you want to spend your money. It's not mine. It's yours.
Right. You have one great loan I want to talk about here in our last few minutes, the asset manager. And as we say, this isn't for everybody, just like a reverse mortgage isn't for everybody. But for some, this can be a life-changing loan.
For the people that I have, and I have close to 500 people that have this loan, I don't have one of them that doesn't like it. I don't have one of them that has not taken advantage of it. It is a loan that is unique. We're the only country in the world that does 30-year fixes. This loan doesn't work that way. It attaches a checking account to your mortgage. And basically, when you put your money in your checking account, it pays you the same rate as your mortgage, applies that to your principal, drives your principal down, and because it's a simple interest loan and not a compound interest loan, your payment goes down every month. And as your payment goes down, you have more money to leave in the account to get paid the same rate as on your mortgage, and it just feeds itself with lazy money. You can spend the money every month, but every day it sits there, it's saving you money.
Right.
And that's all applied to your principal. It's a phenomenal loan. Since 1999 till today, there's only been one foreclosure on that loan. There were $13 million in 2008. There's only one person ever foreclosed. It gives you the advantage of being able to skip a month or two if an emergency comes up. My neighbor was unemployed for 18 months. She didn't make a house payment. But because she had the equity, they were able to take it. She didn't lose her home, went back to work. It's just a great loan.
Self-employed people, and I realize, you know, different things can change at any minute. But as we're doing this show right now, what's out there for those self-employed folks?
There's actually, back in 2006 and 2007, they had some very vague self-employed loans. Now they've tightened that down. But you can, with 12 months of bank statements or assets in the bank, you can get a loan. Now, they're not going to tie up the assets, but you can get a loan because they say in order for you to have the assets, that's kind of income to them. So it'll count it as income, and you can do the loan. Or if you can show 12 months, 24 months, either personal or business bank statements, and there's an average deposit of, let's say, $7,000, $8,000 a month, that's your income, and you can then qualify for a home.
Yeah. You've been great over the years, and we've had some credit specialists kind of in that you kind of deal with from time to time because, hey, things happen in life, all right? Right. And there's some credit blips sometime. I always tell people, hey, if they're thinking about doing something 6 months to a year, it's never too early to call you to establish that relationship, let you see what's going on, because there may be some things they need to work on. It might take a few months.
I wish more people would do that. If you're thinking of refinancing or purchasing, and you know, it might be 6 months down the road, do us a favor, whether it's me or anybody, run your credit. You only need one credit report. You don't need all three. Run one. Find out what's on there. Find a real one. And then let somebody show you how to change your score in 30 to 60 days. It's real simple, and it's minor stuff that can be done, but nobody teaches that. I'm not a credit repair specialist, but over 20 years of doing this, I have learned that there's little things that you can do to move your score. I moved one lady's score 75 points with $1,000. 75 points. Took her from the low sixes to 700. All she had to do was take $1,000 and put $200 on different credit cards, and her score went up. She had the money. She just didn't know. Simple little things can do miraculous things on your credit score. And because your credit score is 20 points lower than it should be, it can cost you $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 in extra interest you're going to pay.
All right. About 45 seconds left. When I was corporate sales manager for Jake Jabs at American Furniture, Jake always said, find something you love to do and figure out a way to get paid for it. So now, what makes Kurt Rogers love what he does?
I know this might sound corny. I like helping people. I like showing people that there's another way to save money, that they don't have to fall into the norm and believe that all this stuff that people tell you is true. It's not true. There are ways that you can manage your money and keep more of yours and quit giving it away because somebody doesn't want to tell you of another way. I truthfully enjoy doing that.
Yep, great. Well, Kurt, always a pleasure. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us today. Affordable Interest Mortgage, AIMortgage.net, 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. I promise you, Kurt and his team will take great care of you. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You're spending too much time and energy on insurance. Don't stress. Group Insurance Analysts will shop the entire market for you in one report. No gimmicks or fees, just honest help and guidance through a local, proven, and independent broker. Group Insurance Analysts handles all type of insurance. Benefits, workers' comp, property, auto, and more for both business and personal needs. Call Haystack Help Radio official registered company Group Insurance Analysts today. You never need to stress about insurance again. Call 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Or visit e-gia.com. That's e as in easy, -gia.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result, no meaningful decision. Steve Hurley here at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Questions and concerns regarding reverse mortgages need to be addressed. I can help. My main job is educating those that want to understand the value and benefits of considering such a mortgage. Remember, take aim at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley. NMLS number 243-200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to welcome in studio now Dr. Dean Anderson. He's a chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center here in Greenwood Village. They're located at 8400 East Prentice Avenue. 720-851-9694 is the number, 720-851-9694. Great to see you, Dr. Anderson.
Good to see you, Scott.
It's only been about 5 years I've tried to get you to do this show. You're a busy man.
Well, here we are.
Great to have you in. I tell you what, it's the first time you've been on. Let's give a little background about yourself and then kind of an overall view of your practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, I'm Dr. Anderson. I've been in practice here in the Denver area for since 2002. It's been the past probably coming up on 9 years where the sole focus of our office has been the treatment of peripheral nerve pain. So we work with a lot of patients who are diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy. We've got a treatment that we use in our office for nerve pain that patients are dealing with, which is commonly burning, stabbing, shooting, electrical type pain. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of 100% of what we do these days.
Wow. Yep. So when we talk about the word neuropathy, I think I've mentioned some people, like, what is that? And other people absolutely know what it is, but give us just kind of that definition of neuropathy.
Absolutely. Neuropathy is nerve damage. And we specifically see patients who are dealing with peripheral neuropathy. So this is neuropathy of the peripheral nerves. And these are nerves in our feet, our legs, our hands, our arms. Usually, Scott, when this starts off, patients will notice some altered sensation. You know, they'll start to feel kind of numbness or tingling, pins and needles in the ball of the feet or their toes. As the condition progresses, it can start to work its way up the extremities towards the knees. Usually the symptoms are pretty equal bilateral, you know, one side compared to the other.
Right.
And then the other thing that'll happen as it progresses is just symptoms will intensify. So patients will start to have more of the sharp shooting electrical nerve pain. Patients have a lot of numbness, and because of the numbness they have real issues with balance and stability. We see patients who don't feel comfortable driving because they can't feel the gas or the brake. So, again, peripheral neuropathy is damage to peripheral nerves, and these are the nerves in our extremities.
Now, are there different types? You use the word peripheral neuropathy, right? Yeah. Is that the main term? Or?
Yeah, you know, it's the main term, but there are different types of peripheral neuropathy, and more importantly, there's different causes. You know, that's usually one of the more common questions that patients have when they come in, is some people know why they have it, and there's mm-hmm. always something that causes it.
Sure.
Patients are very familiar with diabetes being a common cause.
Sure.
But other things that can cause this are any real issue with blood sugar. Patients who are even pre-diabetic can end up with peripheral neuropathy. We see patients who have neuropathy as a side effect of certain medications. Certain chemotherapies are known to cause neuropathy.
Oh, okay.
It can be side effects of statin medications. It can be a result of an autoimmune or chronic inflammatory problem. So one of the things we really focus on when patients come in the beginning is really getting an understanding of why they have it, what's causing it, because, of course, that's going to be a real key in successful treatment with that individual.
Sure. So walk through that kind of initial consultation. I mean, you know, what are some of the questions you just ask, you know?
Yeah, well, commonly when patients are coming in, my goal is, practitioners to figure out if they're a good candidate for treatment.
Sure, see if you can help them.
Absolutely. So when I sit down with patients, I'm going through a very thorough health history with them. And again, this is trying to help me understand not only their symptoms and how it affects their daily activities and what their goals are, but, you know, I need to understand a lot of background. I need to understand other health conditions they have. So we spend a lot of time in the beginning and really just gathering information. The other thing we do at an initial consultation is we go through a very specific peripheral neuropathy exam. There's some specific tests we do which help us understand the type of nerve damage they have, the severity of it, you know, and all of this information is going to really help determine if we can help them.
Sure. Dr. Dean Anderson is our guest once again. He's a chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center and the owner of Front Range Medical Center as well. His number is 720-851-9694. And I didn't ask you this before we went on live radio, but is it a free consultation?
Yeah, the consultation when patients come in is a complimentary consultation.
Okay.
And Scott, that consultation includes, you know, a chance where I can sit down, go through their health history. I also go through that neuropathy-specific exam I mentioned, and I review past medical history. So oftentimes after patients are in that first appointment, we do request some of their past records to look at.
Okay.
And again, this just starts to help me understand why they have neuropathy, what's causing it.
Sure. Do you see, is there a age range in this? Does it happen mostly with people, let's say, over 50? Or do you sometimes see it in people 30, 40 years old?
I mean, I've had different ages, okay. Absolutely. But more commonly, my clientele are patients who are, 60 or over.
Okay.
Neuropathy, again, is usually caused by something, some other health condition, some autoimmune inflammatory condition, a blood sugar problem. So as, our health kind of degenerates as we age, we'll tend to have, neuropathy.
Yeah.
So point is most of my patients, are usually 60 and over.
Right. Would you say it most of the time it affects diabetics, or sometimes, hey, there's really no sign of diabetes, but they still can have this peripheral neuropathy?
Absolutely the latter.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be blood sugar problems. I mean, it is the most common cause that I'll see to neuropathy, blood sugar issues, but I see a lot of patients in my office who have neuropathy as, results of side effects of medications because of autoimmune or chronic inflammatory problems. So there's a long list of things. Liver, kidney issues can cause neuropathy. So it's not just blood sugar problems.
Right. So I know the word cure, or, we stay away from the word of curing something, but is this something that your goal is you're trying to get them as close to a cure as possible, or is it really a managing type of deal that you go through with a process like yours?
Yeah. No, I want to start off by just talking a little bit about the treatment we do, because that'll help me better explain some of our objectives and goals with patients. We do a treatment in our office that's electrical. It's called electronic signaling treatment, and it's the most advanced form of electromedicine. It uses really high frequencies and amplitudes of current. And our whole objective with the treatment part of what we do is to treat the patient's symptoms of pain. They're burning, they're sharp, shooting electrical pain. So the treatment's very effective and good at being able to handle nerve pain.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of what we do is we work a lot with the underlying issues of what's caused that nerve pain. So if patients have blood sugar issues, if they have inflammatory problems, if they have autoimmune issues, there's also things we're doing to address those underlying issues. So then once they go through treatment with us and we treat their neuropathy pain and they're not having the burning and they're not having the stabbing pain and they can sleep at night and they have better sensation, so they walk better, it doesn't come back. So you have to be able to do both. The treatment we do, this technology allows us to treat the nerve pain, but then we're also addressing those other issues along with it to allow the patient to have a good prognosis. So to answer your question of, is this management, is it a cure? I never use the word cure. We can't make new nerves.
Absolutely.
And that's not what we're doing. We're treating nerve pain with a treatment. But the objective is to be able to get a patient to, let's say they rate 80% improvement when they're done. They're not having the pain they did, and they can sleep at night, and they can enjoy hikes with their family and go to movies and, have a good quality of life. Well, we want it to stay like that.
Yeah,
so we do follow-ups with patients, and patients will sometimes have to do ongoing things, not in the office, but if they have neuropathy because of blood sugar problems, mm-hmm. then they're going to have to keep their sugar stable. Because if it's not, then it could come back. What we do is we want to take patients from point A to point B, and then we release them from care. We don't expect this to come back, but there are ongoing things patients have to do to make sure that those underlying issues don't trigger their neuropathy symptoms again.
Sure. It's amazing that no matter what type of doctors I have in to do interviews with, how much our diet affects so much of different conditions.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Dr. Dean Anderson's with us. Again, it's Front Range Medical Center, 720-851-9694. Again, 720-851-9694. Now, this consultation he just talked about has a $120 value, but again, if you'll mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, they will get you in for that free consultation, and you can also check them out online at advancedneuropathytreatment.com.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Let's change that website. Website's no longer active, and we've switched it. No problem.
Yes.
The website is denverneuropathy.com.
Denverneuropathy.com.
You got it.
So denverneuropathy.com is the website for that. And again, only for our Haystack listeners can you call and get this free consultation. It's 720-851-9694. So this must be, anytime we have pain, it's miserable, but wow, this must really change people's life when they go through this condition of neuropathy.
Yeah, it's great. Scott, one of the most rewarding things for me when I see patients is a lot of times patients are told, in dealing with neuropathy that nothing can be done for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a common thing that I see. And a lot of patients coming into our office are, frankly, very skeptical because they've been told nothing can be done.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm always very upfront with patients, and I tell individuals, we can't help everyone. You know, but if patients, if their neuropathy is not too severe, and if we can figure out why they have it, you know, treatment's going to be effective at handling the nerve pain. And we address those underlying issues, and we balance their sugar out, or we decrease their inflammatory issues, or, you know, they have their prescribing doctors take them off the medications that maybe caused it. Their prognosis can be very good.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the most rewarding things is to see patients who, you know, thought that they were at a point nothing could be done, and that they, you know, were going to continue to struggle just trying to sleep at night, or they weren't going to be able to travel with their family because their mobility was so bad, or, you know, they couldn't simply go on a hike because they hurt so much.
Right.
You know, for those patients to get results and for them to be able to do those simple things, you know, it's very rewarding. So, you know, for a lot of these people, it's, you know, they feel hopeless, and when they have hope, it's a nice thing.
Sure. Do you see that a lot? A couple minutes left here in this segment. Do you see that a lot, where some of the prescriptions and medications people on really cause them more problems than good?
Man, it can, but it's such a fine line, you know, because there's a time and place for everything.
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean? So, you know, like, I see patients who have neuropathy because of, you know, chemo that they've had. But, I mean, they've got to take chemo because they've had cancer, you know? So, yeah, it's just that kind of the fine line. So, you know, there's a time and place for everything. You know, we do see the side effects of medications, but, you know, I think everybody's always trying to do the best they can for their patients. And, you know, that's our goal in our office.
Absolutely. Give the office a call, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694, denverneuropathy.com. Mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, and it's a free consultation. Dr. Anderson, great information.
Thank you.
We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor, and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works, and before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford, and the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dr. Dean Anderson is with us, Front Range Medical Center.
here in Greenwood Village. Their address is 8400 East Prentice Avenue, and the number 720-851-9694. Dr. Anderson is the owner and a chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, and going to talk about neuropathy today. Dr. Anderson, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thanks for having me, Scott.
You know, see a lot on TV. Radio is a little different. Hey, yeah. Be a little more casual and don't have to worry about it so much.
I'm glad to be here.
Pretty easy, so good deal. So neuropathy, boy, you see the term a lot. You see some ads on it with TV, radio, all the different things. For those just joining us, let's tell them a little bit about what neuropathy is all about.
Sure. Well, you know, what we see in our office is a lot of peripheral neuropathy, and neuropathy just means nerve damage. We're specifically seeing patients with peripheral neuropathy, and this is affecting their peripheral nerves, nerves in their feet, their legs, their hands, their arms. And oftentimes when this starts off, Scott, patients will notice some form of altered sensation. They may feel like there's something in their shoe, like there's a rock in their shoe, but there's not. Or their sock's balled up, but they take their shoe off and it isn't. Hmm. Over time, it can become a little bit more intensified. You know, they'll have more tingling pain or pins and needles. It can eventually become burning, sharp shooting electrical pain. Oftentimes, patients with neuropathy can have a lot of numbness. And, you know, with the numbness, they can start to have real balance issues. So as the condition progresses, the symptoms intensify. And then the other common thing that will happen is it'll start to, the symptoms will start to move. You know, where it starts off in the ball of foot or the toes, it'll start to move up towards the knees. And it's just a sign of kind of progression.
Wow. Does not sound like a fun deal to go through at all. Now, let's talk about treatment. You know, you've been really concentrating on this for a number of years, and I'll say it for you, I consider you a leading specialist here in the whole Denver metro area for it. So talk about your approach to treatment.
Absolutely. What we do in our office is a treatment that's electrical. Nerves are electrical. What we do is called electronic signaling treatment, and it's a very advanced form of electromedicine. It incorporates really high frequencies and amplitudes of current. And the whole objective with this treatment is to be able to treat the patient's nerve pain. So the patients who are having, you know, the burning pain, sharp shooting electrical pain, you know, we commonly see where patients start to have a significant decrease in pain. So as this happens, it's a lot easier for these people to be able to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. We'll see patients who can start to enjoy outdoor activities and go hiking. They feel more confident in their stability. Their balance can improve. So with this advanced treatment, we're, you know, treating the symptoms of nerve pain that patients are really struggling with.
So when that person is going through this with neuropathy, is it something where it's kind of a 24/7 kind of a pain, or is it hit different times throughout the day, or is just everybody different with their symptoms?
You know, it's different, but I will say early on, it's usually something that patients will notice more in the evenings or at night, you know, and oftentimes it's because they're off their feet, you know, they're kind of relaxing and they think about it a little bit more, so it's more prominent. So in the beginning, it's more, patients will tell me, hey, it comes and goes. They may not notice it during the day unless they're really thinking about it.
Right.
But as it progresses, absolutely, I'll see patients where it's more constant. You know, I'll have patients who really can't escape the discomfort and pain they're dealing with. It's 24/7, and that's where it becomes pretty debilitating.
Does our diet play a big role in neuropathy?
Yeah, it absolutely can. You know, you bring up the real question, which is, you know, what are the causes to neuropathy? And, yeah, most people come into our office because of this advanced treatment we do and the results that we get. But I never want to lose sight of the fact that there's a reason patients have it. And a lot of people, when they come in, they're told, hey, it's idiopathic. They don't know why they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And to those individuals, I stress there is a reason. So when you look at causes to peripheral neuropathy, the most common cause are blood sugar issues. A lot of people associate neuropathy with diabetes, but even patients who are pre-diabetic can end up with neuropathy. We see patients who have neuropathy as a side effect of certain medications. We see it as a result of an autoimmune issue they have, or chronic inflammatory problems. It can be because of liver or kidney problems. So.
Right.
There is a reason patients have it, and that's one of the real keys. It's not, you know, just treating the nerve pain. It's making sure we know why they have it, and we address those underlying issues as well, and that's what's going to allow patients to have a really good prognosis.
Dr. Dean Anderson is with us, Front Range Medical Center. Once again, their number is 720-851-9694. And talk to Dr. Anderson a little bit before our segment started, and he's kind enough to offer a free consultation. This is a $120 value, but if you'll mention Haystack Help Radio when you call, let's talk a little bit about what that initial consultation will look like.
Absolutely. When patients come into our office in the beginning, Scott, I sit down, and really just spend a lot of time going through health history. You know, I want to be able to understand not just the symptoms that they're dealing with, their neuropathy symptoms, but we want to understand how it affects, you know, their daily activities and really what their goals are. And then we start to dive into, you know, their past history, because I need to be able to get an understanding of why they have it. Oftentimes after these initial appointments, we'll request past records because I want to be able to comb through past blood work. And this is all to make sure we have a good grasp on what's causing it. You know, the initial consultation that, again, is complimentary also includes a chance for me to be able to really assess and go through a neuropathy-specific exam. So we can determine the type of nerve damage they have, the severity of it, and this is also part of what helps me determine if we can help.
Sure. So is blood work something that you'll usually look, will that show, yeah, you've got neuropathy, or you just kind of look for different symptoms in the blood panels?
The exam that we do in the office will help me determine if they have neuropathy and nerve damage and the type of nerve damage and the severity of it. You know, we look at blood work patients have had done, usually from their primary care doctor or other doctors that they've seen, so we can understand maybe what's causing it. You know, are there blood sugar issues causing it? Is there possible inflammatory issues or autoimmune issues causing it? So we're usually looking at past records or blood work to get an understanding of, hey, what's causing the neuropathy that the patient has.
Right. You know, you've been doing this a long time in the chiropractic world, so you've seen people where pain has really made them give up the things they love. And like you say, whether it's hunting, fishing, outdoors, hiking, playing with grandkids, whatever, pain will change your life.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot for patients to deal with, and especially, Scott, when it becomes, you know, 24/7 and it's chronic. I see where, you know, it affects patients, you know, their moods. There's patients who are depressed because of it. It affects their social activities. They don't want to be out and socialize anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, it affects their relationships. So, you know, it can be very frustrating to deal with.
Right. Any patients come to mind, oh, maybe over the last few months, where, boy, they came to you and they say, wow, you know, I've been living with this for so many years, and I've been told by many doctors there was nothing. And you know what? Hey, you know, hey, if we get them 100% better, great. But you know what? I'm telling you, man, if you can get people 50 to 70% better, yeah, most people will take that all day.
Absolutely. And that's what I always tell patients in the office, Scott, is, you know, what we do is not a cure for anything. You know, our objective with patients is, you know, to see improvement with them. And depending on severity, some patients are going to have a lot more improvement than others. But, you know, when patients can get, you know, 60, 70, 80% improvement, and maybe their pain's not constant anymore, mm-hmm, and they can sleep at night, and they can enjoy those hikes we're talking about, or playing with their grandkids, you know, it can be life-changing.
Sure.
It really can. And, you know, you ask about specific patients. I have a patient who's been in my office for a couple months. We're kind of towards the end of his treatment, but this patient's name is Gary, and when Gary came into my office, he was in a wheelchair, and Gary comes into my office now in a walker. And it's dramatically changed his life.
That's a big change.
Obviously, his mobility's better. I know his wife comes with him every time as well. And, you know, it's affected her life because she doesn't see him in pain all the time. And, you know, he's a lot nicer to be around. And
sure.
It's a lot of fun. You know, I always give Gary a hard time because when he came in, it was one of the motorized wheelchairs, and he just banged up my walls, and he was bouncing off them. So I always tease him about that. And now he's, you know, using a walker, and he doesn't have to worry about scuffing up the walls anymore.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
What would be your challenge to people out there that say, hey, you know, I've been feeling these symptoms a long time, I've been on medicines, and I've just decided to kind of live with it. But do you see people where they've just waited so long to come in, and had they come in maybe a year or two earlier, I mean, it could have made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, I guess, kind of two parts to what you're asking me. Number one, yeah, I see patients who come into my office and their neuropathy is so severe that I can't help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm always trying to be as upfront as I can with patients, so we absolutely see those cases. You know, the challenge, I guess, if there is for patients, it's the other thing that I see that's very difficult is a lot of patients dealing with this have been told, hey, nothing can be done for you. You know, you have neuropathy. You know, taking the medication to manage the symptoms the best you can do. So a lot of times patients have lost hope. And a lot of times when patients come in to see me, that's where they're at, and they're very skeptical. And I completely understand why. And so what's a big challenge for a lot of my patients, and I know it's where patients put a lot of trust into us, is that, you know, now they may have somebody such as myself saying, hey, you know, we've assessed you. I've looked at the neuropathy. We've got an understanding of why you caused this. We feel like, you know, we can help you. So sometimes it's a big hurdle for patients to get across mentally that, hey, I've been told nothing can be done, and now somebody's telling me that, they can help me. So that's always a big challenge for patients as well. So one of the things that's just so important is for people is to just not give up, you know, because I commonly see patients who have been told nothing can be done for you. And, you know, we've been able to at times help those individuals. And again, we can't help everyone, but my job is to put patients in a position to succeed. And Scott, if they can have results and if, you know, they can get to where they're sleeping better, enjoy activities better, they're more stable, they have better balance, and they're not fall risks.
Sure.
And it's very rewarding, and patients are very appreciative.
Absolutely. Well, again, just a personal endorsement for Dr. Anderson. I've treated with him on some other different issues. I've sent personal friends to him for this neuropathy. And I'm telling you, he, in my words, not his, but in my words, he is leading guy here in the Denver metro area. So if you're suffering with this thing called neuropathy, give his office a call. If you're just turning on your radio, it's a free consultation. Just mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, 720-851-9694. Again, 720-851-9694. You can check out his website at denverneuropathy.com. Dr. Anderson, always great to see you, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thanks, Scott.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.